I'm Larry Carvassel with Arts Focus, and with Executive Director of the Human Race Theater Company, Cappy Kilburn, and Artistic Director Emily Wells. Last time we talked about the first half of the 40th anniversary season of The Human Race. Now let's hear what will happen in early 2026.
We're in for a treat in the second half of our 40th season. Joining us back from New York City, and if you saw Indigo, you know her, you love her. Sally Mays has written a one-woman show, Contradiction of the Southern Soul. It's her story. It's autobiographical. It's about growing up in East Texas in an artistic family and becoming a young artist, and her relationship to both the past and the present and where she sees her future happening. So the really lovely piece, original music, and her unmatched storytelling ability.
And it's a special engagement. So it's a 1 week run. It's an add-on for subscribers and single tickets. But it's in a special addition to the season.
We're delighted to be collaborating with Weathervane Theater up in New Hampshire, which has also been an artistic home for Sally over the years. So we'll be sharing that production with them.
And that's in February. So what's after that?
After that is the classic Noel Coward piece, Hay Fever, which is just so in his style of wit and humor and dysfunction in family, but also a wonderful opportunity for us to be partnering with Wright State in numerous different ways on our stage.
So if you like other contemporary shows where families behave badly, the people you love to hate, Hay Fever is for you. And amazingly, it was written in 1924, so we're still telling the same kinds of stories these days.
And how do you top Noel Coward?
Well, you can only top Noel Coward with Katori Hall, a fantastic Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright from Memphis, Tennessee, who's written The Hot Wing King, among many other plays. That'll be on our stage in June for a two-week run, and this was her 2021 Pulitzer Prize-winning play. So we're really excited to be producing her here. This is the first time we've produced a play of hers. Really excited about this fresh voice. And it's about a family, a different kind of family, one that takes in a family member when they need it the most.
And as you've mentioned before, the whole season is about family. What inspired you to choose that theme?
It's a birthday year. We're celebrating our 40th birthday. And even though family can sometimes be complicated and hard and joyful and uplifting, it can be all of those things, and so is the life in a theater company. Sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's really joyful, but it's a way for us to connect to some of our resident artists coming back to our stage, some artists who have not been with us for a very long time making their return, and just a way to really pull together our artistic community as well as our wonderful Dayton audience community.
It's going to be an opportunity to celebrate those that have been with us over the 40 years, not just on our stage, as Emily said, but those that have helped us get to where we're at, those that have been coming for a long time, those that will remember our first production of Dracula in 1986, all of the community partners that we've worked with and given back to and collaborated with. So I think that's all part of our definition of family.
You can get more details about the 2025-26 40th anniversary season of the Human Race Theater Company by visiting their website, humanracetheater.org. I'm Larry Carvassel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.